Thanks for joining us at 5900 Wilshire, the name of this show, and the home of 100.3 The Sound, Southern California's classic rock. We get the chance to talk to people who are making changes in the community, positive ones. And today we are joined by an ambassador for peace. Sharon Benson is with us. She is with the band Soul Dogs and also working with Gardens of Forgiveness. And this has been a journey for you, starting here in Los Angeles. And, you know, you found The Sound through someone special.
Yes, I did.
David Carradine, you want to tell us about that?
Yeah, I certainly will. David and I had a musical partnership going on for the last 8 years of his life and did wonderful work to help save the water on the planet and all of this. And one night when we were rehearsing with Soul Dogs, we'd be talking after rehearsal and I'd walk him to his car and usually he'd want me to sit down and listen to some things. He goes, I found this new station.
Oh,
it's called The Sound. And whenever I turn it on, I hear exactly what I need to hear. They're always playing the right thing.
Yeah.
So that's how that went.
What a great introduction. He was a great guy. He was an amazing individual and giving and caring like you are.
Thank you.
Yeah. And you are working with Pastor Lyndon Harris. Lyndon Harris,
yeah.
The pastor from, well, actually Episcopalian priest, I believe, from St. Paul's in New York. And he is working on a Gardens of Forgiveness there. And we have that happening in Los Angeles. So do you want to tell us how Gardens of Forgiveness works, you know, why it is bringing peace to the world, what's happening with it?
Lyndon went through a lot of changes and was very angry when at 9/11, when 9/11 happened, the towers came down and he was trying to do everything he could to take care of the first responders and doing things in the church. And he wasn't received as well as he had hoped, and things happened in his life that kind of ruined things, and he got angry and he had to find a way to release the anger and the resentment. And somehow he realized that forgiveness was the best possibility, because Nelson Mandela said something like, you know, holding resentments and the anger is like drinking poison and waiting for your enemy to die.
Mm-hmm.
And so Lyndon really decided that forgiveness was going to be the way he was going to go, and started to create some gardens where he was in Rwanda for quite a while, working there after the genocide, going to different places where there's a genocide and helping people to rebuild, to have a garden, to be able to release negative energies there, to work with the soil. And it can be something that is spiritual. Some of the gardens, if we are able to finally get a garden at Ground Zero, which he's been working on since 9/11.
And he's working on this in Los Angeles as well, right?
Yeah.
Working on getting Gardens of Forgiveness here. Are you working on that project too with him here in Los Angeles?
I am absolutely working with him on all the projects that we have in mind. And if he's been trying to find the right source to see if we could get the space where the South Central Garden was and have a Garden of Forgiveness there. And also that would be not only for people to be able to come and meditate and release negative things and move on from that, but also for sustainability and to teach people how to be able to grow things and like what's going to happen after peak oil.
Mm-hmm.
So we're working on trying to do things for the environment. We have forgiveness workshops also with the Gardens of Forgiveness to help.
That's great. Okay, so you have workshops even to go along with this. In New York, I know there was some pushback to this at first. So it seems like he's very determined. You know, he's on a mission and he is going to make it happen there. And do you think, Sharon, do you think it'll happen here first in Los Angeles?
We're hoping that it will. We're really working towards L.A. I'm an L.A. native and I certainly would like to have it happen here. And I don't know if you know that he blessed the trees on Wilshire Boulevard. Did I already mention that to you?
Okay, so this was after September 11th?
Yes.
So he blessed the trees on Wilshire Boulevard for the firefighters or
yes.
for the first responders?
Yes.
Gardens of Forgiveness, how long have you been involved?
I've been involved since 2010, mm-hmm. so it's over 4 years now. And that just happened when I was back in New York and doing vigils for International Peace and Ecology and working with Pete Seeger to save the water. And I met Lyndon through that avenue and we connected immediately because he's so into using music in the Gardens of Forgiveness. And I'm a songwriter. I've written theme songs for the Universal Flag Foundation and for the World Water Rescue Foundation, and actually an instrumental for the Gardens of Forgiveness, a theme song as well. And he wants to incorporate music into the forgiveness workshops, and we've been doing that. We did that on the East Coast this last year for the 11 Days of Unity, and for 350.org, we were at the Climate March in New York, and really everything is global. So
you're really involved in
have been
in many different types of ways to protect the environment, protect people, and you're also a musician. You've been for a long time and a songwriter, so
yes,
you have a long history doing that and working with them. Lyndon, does he play in the band also? Because I thought I saw him in the
yes
band.
Well, he's an honorary Soul Dog, and actually he is part of the Love Wins trio, which is my previous drummer, Robert Wayne Schweitzer, Lyndon Harris, and myself. And we did a tour from North Carolina, had an event on 9/11, this last 9/11, played in Washington, D.C. at the Marine Memorial, and played in Central Park, and went to the Climate March, and did all that. And that was a tour. And this year, we're planning to do things in Los Angeles, of course, and probably up in Portland, where Robert Wayne is, and possibly Santa Fe. But Lyndon works also with Creative Visions here in Malibu, and working on the F word revolution, you know, and working on forgiveness. And we actually did in Santa Monica for the Boys and Girls Clubs of America, we did a forgiveness workshop with the kids. So we're taking the workshops into churches and schools, and did some of that back east on our tour. Mm-hmm. We try to just bring the community together through the music as well.
We all share a commonality through music. You know, it's something that bonds people. And the F word is the good F word for forgiveness. If someone wants to get involved in the workshops and get involved in Gardens of Forgiveness here locally, what should they do? You know, do you want to tell us about the workshops also?
The workshops are, there's like different phases to them. There's the Forgiveness 101, really explaining to people about how letting go of the past and creating a better future, letting go of resentments. And we either live in love or in fear. And so we get people to be able to be empowered by forgiving others. Forgiveness doesn't mean reconciliation, doesn't mean we forget. There's been some terrible things that have happened, but we help people to uncover what they're angry about and to be able to release it by forgiving the other person and letting go of that. Did I already say this? I'm not sure. But again, what Nelson Mandela said about when we're holding those resentments, it's like drinking poison and waiting for the other person to die. And it's really a thing where Lyndon breaks things down one at a time on getting in touch with feelings and releasing it. And a lot of things when we're angry or bad things happen in our lives and fear happens out of something terrible, it's being able to forgive a perpetrator and learn how to bring the love back to yourself, to love the other person, not necessarily reconcile or want anything to do with them, but to be able to not live a life of suffering anymore over the loss of something. So the workshop breaks it down step by step to help people do processes and release. And also sometimes, if it's available, to work in a garden and release there.
Get that healing power. Is there a website that people can go to find some of the workshops that they can attend?
There's going to be shortly. ForgiveToGive.org is being revamped right now, but it's going to be very quickly up and running. If people have questions, they can certainly go to souldogs.com and message me right now if they can't find the website yet, and I will let people know exactly when it's up and running. We have a page on Facebook that's called our Love Wins LA page, and through that on Facebook, they can go to Love Wins and find out what's going on with Gardens of Forgiveness. But the website will be coming up. And Lyndon Harris is also on Facebook and very available to communicate with those that are interested in the Gardens of Forgiveness.
Right. So if you Google, I guess, the Gardens of Forgiveness, also you can find it. Lyndon Harris, he was the founder. He originated Gardens of Forgiveness, right?
Yes.
Now he's working on the one in New York and then also in Los Angeles. And we can see you perform also because Soul Dogs performs in Los Angeles in the area. You have shows, so to watch for those.
Absolutely. And we're going to be downtown at Pershing Square.
Yay, we love Pershing Square.
Oh, yeah. I've been playing at Pershing Square for at least almost 20 years now.
Other places as well you guys
absolutely
play?
We play all over. We played in the marina. We do some benefits and festivals. I just did a festival recently in Roxbury Park, mm-hmm. and it was for cans of food to raise awareness with cantor Esther Leon Schwartz.
Okay.
So trying to just help the community for the holidays to get cans of food.
You've helped with water, with the environment, with forgiveness, and I'm sure I'm not covering them
Best
all.
Best Friends Animal Sanctuary, Olive Crest, did Cruise for Kids with David Carradine years ago. He did the Conscious Life Expo. And did a spirituality in the arts symposium, as well as we did a concert there. That was actually the last concert before David left us. So,
what else do you want us to know about Gardens of Forgiveness?
It's really something about working on things to allow yourselves to be able to get rid of fear. Mm-hmm. And one good way to do it is working on in the soil, letting go, breathing, doing good for others. I mean, doing acts of kindness, being mm-hmm. willing to, even though there may be bad people, I think there's a saying, there's a little good in the worst of us and a little bad in the best of us. And it's about forgiving and understanding. And that's what we want to do, raise awareness of doing good and sending good vibes to others rather than holding in resentments and being angry.
Exactly.
Because life is so precious.
Right.
And as we give, what we give, we get back. And
exactly. Mm-hmm. That's a good
so
way
that's
to put
kind
it.
Of where it's at.
So you're so talented in many different ways, being a songwriter and being a musician for so many years and helping. Thanks for all that you do.
Thank you.
Yeah. You know, the Soul Dogs, look for them. Sharon Benson with Gardens of Forgiveness and Soul Dogs. And thank you for sharing the journey and the story with us here.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
At 5900 Wilshire, the name of this show, and the home of 100.3 The Sound, Southern California's classic rock.